So, Jim, it looks like you have a lot on your mind there, buddy. So let's talk about something that's pissing you off. You want to give a spin to Jim's wheel of anger?
Sure, go ahead.
Here we go. And it looks like the wheel lands on the birth rate.
That's right. That's right, Mark.
What do you got?
I got this. Congratulations, Mrs. X. You've just given birth to a healthy baby bomb. Sound unlikely? Not in the world of the near future. Sure, using birth control and being pro-choice is every female's natural right, Mark. But come on, we need more liberal babies. Let's face it. Radical Islamists and fundamentalist Christians are popping out babies left and right, while people who read books and shake hands with women have curtailed birthing by at least 98%.
Okay, wow. Okay, that's some number there.
I don't know what the real figure is, really, but it's real high up there, Mark.
Yeah, and there's no reason to be factual.
Yeah, well, you get the message.
Yeah,
fundamentalists hate sex, but they sure do screw a lot.
Yeah.
It's a mystery I cannot explain right now, but there's one thing I'm certain of. Because they know how to birth armies, we all need to start screwing more. By we, I, of course, mean all non-Roman Catholics, all non-Catholics, all non-Christians. Okay, let me make this even easier. Anyone who got an erection during the whipping scene in Passion of Christ, they count.
Count me in.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
It's time to start popping out free-thinking babies again, Mark.
Okay.
And don't worry about catching anything. It's not officially unprotected sex if you check their transcripts first. Now, I know what you're saying, Mark. What about you, Jim? What are you doing about it? Well, I'd father some kids myself if the dirty bomb factory in my basement hadn't made me sterile. Besides, I don't like kids. They're always sticky. They almost always refuse to salute you. So it's up to you, bloggers, and the five other people listening out there. Either endure the painful hell of stretch marks and overwhelming debt that comes with children, or get used to having people who regularly see Jesus appear in their sandwich elect our leaders. Remember, if God hadn't meant for stupid people to have children, he never would have invented cesareans. It is time to start humping again. At the rate we're going, it won't be long before we're all drowning in a sea of obese neocon crap machines, like that Star Trek episode with the Tribbles. Only this time, there won't be all that amusing homoerotic tension between T'Kai and Shatner. You've just taken a ride on Jim's Wheel of Anger. I'm Jim Earl, and you've been... and you've been Earled.
Yes! You know, that's an interesting point you bring up, Jim.
Yeah. Thank you.
Kind of. I kind of drifted through the middle of it. But
what? What the hell was that?